Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And drinks are free. We're not going to mess around here. There's one major Commanders fan who is majorly fired up on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. That is our guy, PFT commenter, Pardon My Take podcast, Barstool Sports. PFT, I was listening to the pod, man. You hit all the right tones. Commanders fans should be thrilled, and I think you are, that Jaden Daniels is the new quarterback.
I'm really excited, man. I haven't been this pumped up since the RG3 draft. I feel like this is going to be good for the team. It's going to be good for the on the field. It's going to be good for all the fans too. It's going to give someone who's instantly energizing to the fan base. And I think who else is going to be really good for it is our boy Tress Way. Tress Way is probably pumped that he's going to have a nice fat check coming his way to get that number 5. He's a big winner. I give Tress Way an A+ for his draft grade last night. Great job, Tress.
I'll pass that along to him.
You know what? He may not have to. You know, sometimes some guys think about, okay, I'm going into the NFL. I'm going to change this whole thing and make another era.
Yeah, I think he's
going to
do it.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Tress will do it. He's a good teammate. I think he's going to be happy to have
a little. Yeah, he'll be willing to do it for some cheddar.
Yeah.
You know what? Like being a punter with a desirable quarterback number is a pretty nice side hustle in the NFL. If you can find your way onto a team that takes a lot of new quarterbacks, you can make a good amount of money. Like being the punter for the Browns during the 2000s and 2010s was probably pretty profitable for whoever that guy was. But I think Tress is going to be a good guy and give it up for Jaden coming in. So that'll
Tress
be nice.
Tress played old Calcutta last night, huh?
Yeah, I think Tress could. I imagine there's a golf course off 29 and 66 in Manassas that I bet could make all this go away. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
PFT, what do you? I mean, I know you were all in on Daniels. I think you had a future on him to win the Heisman. Like I'm a AWL, so I listen to the podcast. I know how much you guys liked Daniels. I think he comes in immediately and is the best quarterback this team has had since Kirk. Like I think he can hit the ground running. Do you see that similarly?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I think with Cliff Kingsbury, what he was able to do with Kyler and having that running threat from Jaden, I think it's going to be a good, easy fit. And the progression that he's made, just he likes to throw the ball downfield too. He's got a great downfield arm.
Yeah.
I think that Cliff is going to be pretty pumped about it. And from everything I've read, I've been reading all the articles this morning, just really reading everybody saying what a good quarterback Jaden Daniels is, makes me feel better about what we did. But everyone is saying that Jaden is the kind of guy that's ready to step in. Like right now, he doesn't need – obviously, there will be a learning curve, but the progress that he's made just throughout his college career, which has been, you know, a little twisty and turny, but the last year, the big steps that he made translate directly into the NFL. And I go to Nick Saban right after the draft saying, like, one of the things about him that impresses Saban the most is that he steps up in the pocket so well, which can take some guys, you know, a little time to get comfortable with, a little time to learn. He doesn't like to leak to the outside and step into a defensive end or step into an outside linebacker blitzing. He's already really good at just stepping up in that pocket and then running from there, which gives you sometimes the best angles if you're going to even be running downfield. So I'm thinking that he's ready to go, and I can't wait to watch him. Like this football season is going to be so fun to watch with Jaden.
Yes.
See what I loved about, like, the thing about, like, I watched enough of him playing to where I was already impressed by that. But hearing about his work ethic and the dedication he has and the way he goes early and stays late, not many college students are getting into any damn meeting room at 5 o'clock in the morning on their own. And they damn sure not staying later after practice. But this kid was doing this already. I can only see him taking another step at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I might be getting in early, but that's only because I stayed out so late that night. So having a lot of discipline, professionalism like that, I love it. And I love the cliche, like he was the first one in the facility, last one to leave. Brian Kelly was saying that about him. There's probably got to be like 7 guys on each team that are all the first ones in and also the last ones out. But I appreciate the sentiment. I like the fact that he's a hard worker, and you can tell in the steps that he made in his game last year. Like it was night and day compared to years before, and he's just the dude is talented. Anyone can see that. If you combine that with the dedication, the hard work towards it, then I think he has the opportunity to be a really great quarterback. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this whole season. I'm excited for the franchise. I think that this is a very, very positive step.
Hell yes. And I don't know, because your brand is so national and different. I don't know that you get caught up in the muck of the divide on some people that didn't want Jaden and wanted somebody else. But I just think people got to chill with that now. He's the pick. Like, it's over. Whatever statistic you want to pull out of the air, I would pull out 40 touchdowns to 4 interceptions.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just look at that. Look at all the ways that he's able to impact a game and how he was not costing LSU games last year. Their defense was atrocious last year. I know it's LSU. Everyone's like, oh, SEC, they've got this reputation. They were one of the worst in the entire country last year. And Jaden Daniels was keeping them in games. I don't want to say single-handedly, because he had great wide receivers, obviously, but he was a major, major part in them being a winning football team last year. They could have very easily been one of the worst teams in the SEC with just an average quarterback, but he was able to keep them in those games, win some close ones, win some shootouts. The dude is awesome. He's a great quarterback. And I don't get kind of into the weeds as much as I'm sure you guys probably had like 3 months of talking about every single quarterback, and people get divided up into these camps. Some people want Drake May. Some people want JJ. Some people want Penix. If you're the Falcons, I guess maybe one person wants Penix in the first round, Fontenot. But at the end of the day, we got a great quarterback, and I think everyone's going to be very excited about it. If you wanted Drake May, I understand there were some good arguments to be made for Drake May, honestly. I would not have minded Drake May using that pick, but I really did want Jaden. So I'm happy that we got him. I'm sure that even the people that didn't want Jaden are going to come around and back him up and support him. I heard you talking about his mom a second ago about her doing the left hand up after the draft. I love that. I love that she's all in. So it's gonna be so fun. I can't wait for it. And the reality is, like, everybody in the front office for the Commanders, they wanted Jaden. They said nearly unanimous. I think it was probably unanimous, just from the way that it was phrased. And if you look around the league, I think almost every other front office, from what I've heard, had Jaden ahead of Drake May in this draft. So a lot of people kind of they back up what the Commanders are doing. It's not a crazy pick here. It's a great pick. I hope it's a great pick. This draft for the Part of My Take family was probably the biggest day. The biggest day in the history of Part of My Take, because we got obviously Caleb going number one to the Big Cats Bears, Jaden to the Commanders, Drake May to Hank's Patriots. And then we had Roma Dunze also going to the Bears. So it's just like a transformative night for the podcast. And it will either drive us apart and make us absolutely hate each other and resent each other, or it might be the start of just like a great me and Big Cat against Hank rivalry, where we both root against Hank and Drake May in the NFL. So, the good news is somebody's going to be a bust in the first round. And if it was just going to be those like 3 quarterbacks, maybe a 4th one taken, I would have been nervous. Like, oh, who's going to play Russian roulette here? Who's going to have the bust? But the fact that 6 quarterbacks went in the first 12 picks, now, as long as you don't pick the worst one in that group, then you'll be okay long term. But, it's much harder when you're only looking at 1 out of 3 is going to be a bust.
Where do you think they should put their focus next, PFT?
Offensive line. Give me a big boy. Draft the biggest boy you see out there and just have him protect Jaden. I would like to see that. That's really where my focus is at right now. I don't know what other positions of need that you guys have circled, but to me, it's like offensive line. Just beef up the line. We need pass rushers, obviously. And if you have like a guy that you have graded as a higher talent and he falls to you at the start of the second round there, I will live with taking a defensive end or a pass rusher. But to me, the focus has got to be on getting younger up in the trenches. So I want an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It'd be crazy not to ask you about Kirk going. It's just, I was thinking about this morning. Kirk Cousins is a nice person. He's a little odd. He's a little different. But, like, somehow he's always in the middle of something wacky. And he signs with Atlanta. And, what, 6 weeks later, they draft a dude in the top 10 to replace him? I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody was like, I hope Kirk Cousins is doing okay. And Kirk is fine.
He's okay. Nobody made over $300 million.
Sure.
Yeah, Kirk's going to be just fine. But it is weird how this all happened to him. And it's only a move that the Falcons can make. I don't know. Michael Penix better not have any, like, barbecues during training camp, because if players go to Penix's barbecue and don't go to Kirk's, that could create some locker room issues. But in terms of the situation that Kirk's in right now, he's going to be the starting quarterback this year. But then if there's struggles, is there going to be talk in the offseason of putting Penix in? Like, it's not crazy to think you spent a first-round pick on this. You spent a top-10 pick on this guy. There should be a conversation about if he's ready to start. If he is as good as Kirk Cousins, or he looks as good in practice, he probably should start as early as next season, which is crazy. It's like, why would you do that? Why would you go out and sign Kirk Cousins this offseason and go full-court press on him and then – give him a call like while you're on the clock and you're like, hey Kirk, we're gonna take a quarterback, is that okay? And Kirk's such a nice guy, he's probably like, yeah, you know, the Minnesota nice, like, oh yeah, sure, that's fine.
But it's a business though.
Yeah,
the NFL is a business. That's the way Kirk came into the league.
Yeah, exactly. That's the,
you know, he came into the league the exact same way. And let's be real, no one knows how healthy he will be this year. No one know exactly where that Achilles is until he gets on that field and start playing. So what if something happens to him early? It would be the smartest move in the world.
That's very true, that coming back from Achilles is a roll of the dice. But then, B-Mitch, I would say, then why are you going to give $180 million to a guy who's in his mid-30s and you're not sure if he's going to be healthy again? I'm not knocking this for Kirk at all. I'm saying, like, in terms of the entire last 3 months for the Atlanta Falcons front office, it doesn't make any sense. Like, this move made no sense for so many different reasons. And when you look into the totality of committing all that money to Kirk, but I did love their spin zone. They had the best spin zone, which was
– the spin zone's outrageous, yeah.
We drafted Penix number 8 because Kirk Cousins is such a good quarterback that we won't have the opportunity to pick a quarterback that high for the next 4 years while he's here, which is such a like weird way of thinking. Like, it makes sense in a weird way. But no team actually operates that way, especially if you have a top 10 pick, especially if you can't – if you want to take Penix, you probably could have traded back quite a bit and taken him later. And the reason I think that the run on quarterbacks happened is because Penix off the board, everybody's like – you know, they smash that panic button. They're like, well, we have to take our quarterback. We got to move. We got to do this now. And then we end up with, like, Bo Nix going in the first half of the first round and all those other guys. It was a wild move.
I think if Penix is anything like he was this last year in college, Kirk's deal is a 2-year deal.
You might be right.
Totally.
Because let's be real.
There's no guarantees
into
the third year.
Who's made over $300 million. He hadn't really done much more than any damn body else in the playoffs or anywhere else. He has great regular season stats. He's average when it comes to the playoffs.
You might be right, B-Mitch. And Penix was incredible this year. And if you watch him in the college football playoff, the throws he was making, at least in the semifinal game.
The Texas game, he was unbelievable, yeah.
They were professional throws. They were right on the money. And he does throw off his back foot a little bit, but he's insanely accurate. He still gets good power on his throws off his back foot. And he looked like a great quarterback. He looked like a guy that could be taken in the first. I think I said after that game, like, based on this game alone, I would take him in the first round. Obviously, there's a bigger body of work that you have to look at for a guy, but that one game, at least against Texas, was incredible. Some of the best college quarterbacking I've ever seen in my entire life. So, yeah, there is a chance that he could step up in 2 years. It seems like a weird thing to do, using a top 10 pick on a guy that probably would have been there in the late teens, maybe 20s, maybe second round. We don't know. A lot of teams had, like, a lot of experts had second round grades on. They project him to go like 36, 40, something like that. So it's just a weird move by the Falcons. And at least it gives everybody something to look at and be like, no matter what we did tonight, at least we didn't do that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It just, it was so herky-jerky to sign Kirk and then make that move. One thing that I wanted to, just from listening to part of my take this morning, we're talking about PFT commenter here on the BetQL guest line. Like, you and you are a proxy for all of us in this situation, right? As a lifelong Commanders fan, the quarterbacks here have been awful for a long time. It's been so long since a big move like this actually worked. And Big Cat, as a Bears fan, same boat, if not a worse boat, frankly, when it comes to quarterbacks. And the excitement shared, and then Hank being a New England guy who's like, yeah, I don't get caught up on draft day. Like, I just hope that Washington gets to a point where it's like, all right, they're just good now, and we don't have to deal with all this. Like, draft day isn't the highlight, you know? It's it was so funny to hear that perspective from a Patriots fan, and paying it forward, like, oh my God, what if this, I think the most exciting thing about this, like, you go on a first date and there's a spark and you don't know what the hell's going to happen, but you know there's a spark. It feels like drafting Jaden Daniels is a spark.
It's definitely a spark, yeah, yeah. And if I'm Hank and he just got out of, like, a 20-year committed relationship, he's probably not too excited to be back out there on the streets. Like, the world has changed a lot since you've been in this relationship with Tom Brady for so long.
Right.
But with us, like, we're playing the field, and this looks like it might be something that could be a long-term thing. Or at least there's a possibility of it. So in one sense, I kind of envy Hank for not being able to get excited about the draft. You probably in a logical world, you probably shouldn't be this excited about the draft, because it means that something has gone very, very wrong in your past where you're looking to make this, like, monumental leap that you're hoping changes the entire face of the franchise. And, you know, the odds sometimes are stacked against you in the draft. Like, it's not a sure thing. Nobody's a sure thing. Caleb Williams, not a sure thing. He's probably as close as you can get to it from what I've heard, but none of these quarterbacks are 100% locks. And so I kind of envy Hank's perspective to be more realistic about it and not get too pumped up and let him show you on the field. But I mean, for us, listen, this is, as bright
you
as
tell, hey, he's had success. His
so
reality
I'm,
was that. Well, we didn't have all that.
Our
reality is totally different than what his reality has been.
Totally.
Yeah. Don't apologize. All the Commanders fans out there, be excited. You should have that little pep in your step. I know a lot of you woke up this morning and you walked to your car to drive to work. You had a little extra bounce in your step because of Jaden. The world's a little bit brighter because we've got a quarterback now that you can get excited about. And by all means, like, lean into that. Enjoy that. This is awesome. This is potentially a franchise-changing decision that we made last night. And hopefully he's going to bring just a ton of joy into our lives for the next 10 years. That's what I'm hoping for. And don't let anyone take that joy away from me. It's very rare that we get to feel this optimistic about something. So
totally.
Absolutely enjoy that.
I completely agree. And, dude, I was in the room when Adam Peters walked in before the presser actually started, and he joked. Like, you could see he had a pep in his step, despite, I can only imagine, the hours of work, and this was midnight. And he's like, you guys doing all right? Not doing as good as me. And he sat down and started answering questions. Like, he was fired up.
Well, man, I was here in Detroit the last time they had the Super Bowl here, and I'm here now for this draft. It's way more pride in Detroit now than it was then.
Yeah,
and I hope it changes like that for Washington as well.
I hope it does too. I really do. And Peters was so excited to get. You know what? I'm gonna say this. I made my big board, and I had my prospects ranked. I watched every single snap of the entire college careers for every single player in this draft, and I actually had Jaden Daniels ranked ahead of Caleb Williams on my big board.
Now we're
so
talking.
I was really, really hoping the Bears were gonna take Caleb Williams and not Jaden Daniels. I lucked out. I'm very excited about that. So I got my number one top guy that I had, number one overall. And, yeah, I guess it's probably – maybe it's a good thing that Drake May was so good at Topgolf, because then Adam Peters was like, well, this guy – spends a lot of time on the golf course. I don't know if we want him. Let's go with Jaden on this one. So I'm happy that all worked out.
All right, best moment in the draft last night. Olu Fashanu's mom boxing out his girlfriend, even when the girlfriend tried to grab the goods, or the player's mom was asked, how far did your family come? And she said, we came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, Mom stole the draft last night. I love Fashanu's mom just being like, no, stop, hands off the merchandise. She was really going for it too,
dude. She went for it.
Yeah, she was diving in hard. Good for her. I think draft night is a time where it should be like the mom, dad, brother, sister. If you got a college girlfriend that you've been seeing for a little bit, it's cool if she's in the room, but you have to have the talk ahead of time. Expectations.
Sometimes those girlfriends show who they really are, then mom would be like, okay, she got to go.
Yeah, you have to have that talk with her, be like, hey, listen, I like you. We've had a good time. We've gone to Applebee's several times. I've enjoyed myself on every occasion. But the people that raised me, I'm going to have them sit next to me, and you can stand in the background, and you can take pictures and clap politely, but let's not try to get to third base on national TV as we get drafted.
There's five letters that I want to say for what was attempted, but I don't know that I'm allowed to say those five letters in a row, so I will not say them.
Do not.
Does it start with an O?
It starts with an O and ends in a J. I'll say that much.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, careful.
Dude, last thing. I know you got to run. I really appreciate you making time for us. One, B. Mitch was in Detroit last night, and a bunch of fights broke out in a deli. I thought you'd appreciate to know that.
Wasn't a deli, JP. I told you, in a casino.
Well, you were in a deli. You said there were fights, but deli, the deli
was right
was in the casino. Right. A deli in a casino and a bunch of fights.
So it wasn't in the deli. You got to get the right information. You take my stories and change them up all the time.
I've been to the deli that's inside the casino. Yeah,
yes.
I've been there in Detroit. It's that is a place where I would expect to see a fight break out.
PFT, last thing. Caps play tonight, man. Need a dub. Let's go, Caps.
Need a dub. This is a must dub for the Caps. We need to get at least one here at home. Maybe get some momentum going. I don't know. We need to get into a fight. That's always my advice. If you're
send them all
series,
to a deli.
Yeah, just get into a fight on the rink. Try to tilt the ice a little bit.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your time.
All right, JP, you need to remember that you're on the stream too as well, okay?
I'm working on it.
You were picking your nose. You didn't eat that.
None of that is true. Thank you to PFT Commenter. Coming up at noon, we're going to play Adam Peters' press conference from last night. A lot to like from Adam Peters. Nobody going.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Where it's B. Mitchell Finley. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Scotty's Vodka's Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. B, I'm going to tell you the truth. I got home last night back to my house about 12:45, damn near 1, and had to record a pod with Tischler. And I said, you know what? I think the Commanders just got maybe the best quarterback in the draft. And I poured myself a Scotty's vodka at 12:45, 1 in the morning. I had a drink while we recorded the pod and just
should have
tried to relax a little bit. You know what I mean?
Man, you put a lot of work in. Every once in a while, you got to blow off the steam. That's the way I feel about it.
I just think, like, I'm looking at the stream, right? And a whole bunch of people are watching the stream. And these people are fighting over quarterbacks and blah, blah, blah. Like, chill.
Don't give any one of them any love. Don't say none of them names.
I won't. So here's
the hell with them.
Here's the plan for the show here. At 11:45, we're going to play Jaden Daniels' availability from last night. He was a really impressive young man. And then at noon, we're going to play Adam Peters. And then we're going to do a full hour of phones. Folks want to talk about Jaden Daniels. We got Ask Me Mitch Anything, as we always do on a Friday. We're giving away Caps Game 4 tickets at 12:45. Lots to like, lot to be excited about today. I do want to give
only
away.
Only people that pass analytics can come on and talk about it. And if you didn't take it, you're not qualified to talk about it.
I don't know if it's a class or a mindset.
Well, they got an analytics class. If you're in a certain level of math and stuff like that, engineering, you take analytics. So if you haven't taken the class, you're not qualified. Do not call us about no analytics.
Let's do this.
That's the way you shut down most people.
Shut them down. We're going to do this right now. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You will win two tickets to see Deep Purple, the One More Time Tour, Saturday, September 7th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. That's caller 10 right now. Go see Deep Purple. I think, B, one thing that stood out to me that I think all parties kind of disproved is the notion that, like, somebody didn't want to be here or that somebody didn't get along, any of that. Like, at the end of the day, everybody's on board. And you know what, B? Our guy, Capital Paparazzi, just got the video. Jaden Daniels arriving at Dulles. And Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are there to see him. Brandon Todd, D.C.
Like they were last time, right?
Yeah, man. There you go.
You know, I want to address this, okay? The story that we heard that was made into something different earlier this year about Jaden talking to Adam and Adam saying, you know, you need to go back and this, that, and the other. That was talked about yesterday, and it was proven that they had that conversation. But it never said anything about him not liking Adam and didn't want to go. It shows you that what he did was listen to Adam, went back, put in the work, and went from that fifth-round prospect to the second pick in the damn draft. So nobody should be running around making no laps because, oh, I said no. You said he didn't like him. And the story that we heard presented was that he didn't like him and didn't want to come here. That was a lie, totally. The story happened, but it wasn't nothing about not liking nobody, not wanting to come.
Sure. I'm with you there, B. I also want to point out that this video of Quinn and Peters picking up Jaden Daniels this morning, that ain't the regular section of Dulles. that's the signature section.
What's the little paparazzi name again?
I'll drop it in the group thread. I don't know. People have different mindsets. You should be freaking thrilled at this point. The dude looks so good and is all the way in. You'll hear, I don't know how much, do I need to break a little early to play the full Daniels? All right, so I'm going to break on time. Landfill won't believe it until he sees it, but I think I'm going to break on time.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
What do you make real quick, B, of the Ayuk stuff? Listen, Daniels and Ayuk are clearly friends. He talked about it. I am not exactly sure how it works. Maybe San Fran's trying to trade Debo. Maybe they're trying to trade Ayuk. I don't know exactly how that works out. I think for Washington,
friendships is not going to get him traded here.
Exactly.
If it works and it's feasible, and it makes sense, makes dollars and cents, they'll try it. But you're not going to just do it because he's friends with them. Hell, a lot of guys are friends. They play against each other all the time. So I'm not going to go, oh, And if they make the trade, it's not because they're friends. It's because they feel he could come in and help this damn team.
I like this from London Fletcher this morning. He says, it's a great time to be a Commanders fan. Also, I don't know when they change this. And maybe it's every year they've come up with a new one. But you know that I'm anti-hashtag. I'm loudly anti-hashtag. But I do like the new one that is Raise Hail. It's kind of funny. Yep. I don't mind that.
Came from old Daniel Quinn.
Oh, really? That's his thing?
I heard he was the one that kind of says that and then kind of went from there.
Look at DQ dropping hashtags on the world. When we come back, you'll hear from Jaden Daniels. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan on Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Mm-hmm. I got a really good tweet that I want to give this dude some credit because it was funny. Snessy, have you seen the video of Olu Fashanu's mom with his girlfriend?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's hysterical. If you haven't seen it, Google it. Snessy via Twitter asked me, is there a chance we could draft Fashanu's mom to protect Daniels? She showed elite hands last night. Might be the answer there. The real answer, though, that Jaden Daniels provided to the media last night. Now, this kid is excited to be here.
Hey, Jaden, it's John Kime from ESPN. Just, first of all, congratulations. What did that moment feel like for you?
That my childhood dream came true. And I'm blessed to be here and be able to hear my name called. And I can't wait to get to work, you know, just be able to spend that time with family, two of my closest friends and my league neighbors and Brian Thomas, and share this special moment with them too.
Hey, Jaden, JP Finley, congrats on getting drafted.
Thank you.
How far into this process did you really start to get the feeling you were coming to Washington?
Honestly, they did a pretty good job, you know, not showing their hand too much. But the conversation I had, I was pretty confident, just off the conversation that we had, that I was able to come here and fit into the Commanders team. And, you know, I'm here now. I can't wait to get to work.
Washington, have you been able to look at the roster?
I'm excited to come in and get to work. I know Jahan previously. Just, you know, we're kind of around the same age. Obviously, what Terry has done at the level, next level, you got a great running back in Brian Robinson. You know, Austin Eckler, those guys are very explosive players. New additions with Zach Ertz. And, you know, I'm just happy to come in and learn how to be a pro. You know, I'm excited to get to work. I'm excited to meet my new teammates.
Hey, Jaden, what was your impression of Dan Quinn and kind of the offensive staff when you got a chance to meet with them?
It was awesome. I mean, DQ is a great guy that, you know, a lot of people speak highly of, but who he is as a person and how he cares about his players. So I was excited to be around him, and it's just the offensive staff. You know, their track record speaks for itself. Obviously, Cliff was over there with Kyler and what he did as a head coach. And for quite some time, he had Kyler in the MVP conversation. So I was excited to be here and just chop it up and talk ball with them.
Hey, Jaden, this is with ABC7. First of all, congratulations. Welcome to Washington.
Thank you.
This is a passionate fan base, Jaden. They're starving for a winner. The responsibility you have now to kind of help put this franchise in the right direction, how do you embrace that responsibility?
Man, it just starts with, I'm just coming in to compete. I'm coming in and really just trying to play my role, you know, whatever that is. You know, I just want to be the best teammate to help the team win. And we can bring back some victories back to Washington, back to D.C., the DMV, and we have some fun.
Jaden, you mentioned the Commanders were kind of not showing their hand as much about who they're going to take. Would you have been surprised if they didn't call your name tonight?
No, I mean, it's other great candidates that were able to be the number two overall pick. So I'll never look at it like that. You know, God put me in this position. Obviously, my story is written, and I'm just following the path. I'm following his lead. So if it wasn't meant for me to be here, then, you know, there's great other quarterbacks that could have been here too. But I'm excited to get to work now.
Hey, Jaden, David Harrison from Commander Game Day on Sports Illustrated. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing you here in D.C. You've got a few teammates that are in the league already, guys like Rashad White, Brandon Ayuk. Who have you been leaning on as a resource from inside the league?
Brandon Ayuk a lot. I talk to him 3-4 times a day, almost every day. So I lean on him a lot. And, you know, he's done at a high level. for 4+ years and going on his fifth year. So I'm excited just to learn from him and try to get some game, but also just coming in and get to learn from my teammates now. So, you know, they started off and I'm happy I get to follow them.
Hey, Gene, it's Nikki from...
On getting picked here by Washington, you know, come in through this process. Obviously, you've gotten to talk to the owner, Josh Harris, new head coach, Dan Quinn, new GM, Adam Peters. How do you feel about the new leadership in Washington and what makes you most excited to join and become a part of the vision that this whole franchise is putting together?
I'm very confident. Obviously, it's a new regime there and, you know, I'm excited just to come in and really just change the culture and, you know, help the team win in each and every way that I can. Come in, work hard, and, you know, we'll see where the course takes itself.
Hi, Jaden. It's Nikki with the Washington Post. Just what did you learn about Adam Peters during your interactions with him during the pre-draft process?
Yeah, I mean, AP, he's a dude. He's able to, coming from his lineage, obviously, you know, he's with the 49ers recently. Obviously, what they do is tremendous, how they're competing. They're contenders, so I'm very confident in him that he get this thing changed around, and you know, just follow his lead. I think he's very confident. I'm very confident in him. And I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Take a couple more.
Hey, Jaden, Sherry Burris with NFL Network. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
What did AP say to you on the phone when you got that call?
Man, just he was excited and. Respected my journey, you know, he respected how hard I work, the amount of work that I put in to get to this point now. So that's pretty much what he said.
And what kind of quarterback is this team getting? How would you describe yourself and your style of play?
A competitor, a leader, but somebody that just wants to win at all costs and help the team win no matter what, you know, because it's team first always. So I'm excited.
Take two more.
Didn't have the special moment of getting picked tonight, but how much right now are you thinking of that moment when you're going to walk out there on the field here in the DMV and hear those fans cheering you on and have that first moment, you know, introduced as the Washington Commanders quarterback?
I mean, I'm kind of in the moment now, man. I just got drafted, you know, it's a childhood dream. So later down the road, that'll be very exciting to go out there and, you know, embrace the fans and have the fans embrace me. No matter what the role is, and I'm excited.
Jaden Daniels talking there. That kid is clearly excited, and he's got great reason to be. I just thought that was so awesome and fun. I also think for anybody concerned, if the whole Daniels family is on board, Jaden Daniels' mom was interviewed, I believe, on the broadcast and made clear that she is definitely
congrats.
She Mrs. Daniels, Mama Daniels, definitely on board also.
Do everything you can for Washington. I just want to say, left hands up. Who are we? The Commanders.
I love it. I think I say this a billion times, with the lack of real information, nonsense becomes currency. That kid's excited, man. What are we all talking about here?
Man, look, when you get drafted, you are not concerned about the colors or this, that, or the other at that moment. You're thrilled that a dream you've had and the work you've put in has finally paid off. You know, you don't get a chance to sit in. Look, I understand what fans do. I understand how you all think. But ultimately, the player is thinking about what I need to do next to get the respect of my players and to better my game. So we can go out here and get something done. Look, these people put a lot of faith in me. And I'm not sitting up here worried about, oh, I wish somebody else had drafted me. No, you got drafted. That's what you're concerned about. He's probably more concerned about being number two. Yeah, I got drafted number two. Okay, everybody already assumed that which guy was going, then I was the first guy after that. So that's where the pride is. The pride isn't nothing about everybody worried about this, that, and the other. Yeah, he was a 49ers fan. But the guy who gave him motivation is the guy who picked him, who was at the 49ers. And that guy picked him a few years later right here in Washington. That's what he's happy about.
You know why?
And he's seen the work that he did.
You know why he wears number 5?
Why?
Because he was a huge McNabb fan. Like, this is just part of growing up. Like, I loved Sean Kemp. I'm not moving to Seattle. When we come back, Adam Peters talked at length about the Jaden Daniels selection. You got to hear it. Phone lines open at 12:30. Nobody go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.